That's Fire, Volume 2. The Classic 6-Pack EP. Twin Cadillac. Shouts out to the industry. First and foremost, Stacey Adams Incorporated. For believing in me, give me a sponsorship. Mr. Jeff Kwan, BTP Media, One World Magazine, Mr. Thorne Baker, Unique Access, made my stock rise. I'm truly blessed, God bless you. The People's Network, Kevin Barnes out of Milwaukee, good luck, player. Maxine McClendon, my godmama, Sunsound Concerts and Tours, OneStopFunkShop.com, Patrice Banks, Delmar Frazier, what can I say, MagnificentWax.com, Skip Smith Going, Snow Brown, Luka Lounge, Queen Jean, Stevie Harris Street, FunDiggity.com, Justin Radio, Mr. Sullivan, good looking out, Outlaw Radio, Canada, good looking out, Rappers in My Backyard, Lisa, Pretty Red, good looking out. The Poetry of Justice Show, the podcast with Miss Jackie Ray Miller, Six Block TV, Sweet Wise Music, Jody Grimes, Today, Stick Gang, the documentary, Legs, Mob Ties.
What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the-G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
Hey, good evening.
One love, Ashe and peace, queen. Hey.
Hey, mic check. Yes, peace and love.
Yes. sounding good.
Hey, Chilu. Hey. What's happening?
Right. What up, y'all? You know I'm in the cut. I usually don't chime in, but I'm in the cut tonight. I'm laying in the cut. With you ladies, have a great show.
Oh, good.
Much love.
Thank you. So what's happening, Cousin
Thank
Marcy?
You so much. Everything and nothing at all, Queen. We back with another fabulous Flashback Friday for this one of our favorite days, St. Patty's Day.
Oh, yeah. St. Patrick's Day. That's that Grandmother Berkeley for us.
Right, and people be really trying to give us the side eye on that. We have the proof, people. This is our day too. Okay, Berkeley Strong.
Yeah. I mean, we all know that we mixed up with something, but that's like 150% maybe. You know, Irish and Indian she was.
Yeah.
So yeah, but yeah. St. Patrick's Day, everybody drinking their green beer and drinking and eating their corn. Is it corned beef and cabbage?
Corned beef and cabbage.
And the green beer and the greens. I remember if you didn't wear that green, you was getting pinched at school. But yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day. It's raining like crazy out here right now.
Really?
Pinch me and not pinch you back. Yeah, it's raining like crazy right now. But, you know, it's all good. I'm just sitting up here so ready to enjoy the show. And, you know, we got an OG legend tonight. Like, he's not a 1, 2, 3. He's a 100% OG legend.
Say that then.
It's
say
so
that
much
then.
it's so much that can be said about this oldie but goodie.
Yeah.
That's with all respect, you know, that OG, you know, oldie but goodie. Don't ever get that twisted. But yeah, Tweed Cadillac, y'all. We are showcasing his music and gonna speak a little bit about what we know. And if he's
mm-hmm.
with me, he can
mm-hmm.
sign in and tell us some more things, and G-Lou can pop up and tell us some things. Because I was introduced to Tweed by G-Lou, and I started listening to the Tweed Cadillac Blog Talk radio show. And what attracted me to that show was how he just had the most jamming oldies. Like, man, I was like, man, I haven't heard anything like this. If I wasn't planning in my own CD, I didn't hear it too much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
On the air. So, yeah, and then he's also interviewed some amazing artists like Minnie Williams, Tower of Power, Emotion Spinners, Patrice Rushen, Surface, and he had even got Dionne Warwick on his show, on the Blog Talk show.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, it's so much to be said. And the good thing about that is he would have these amazing artists on his show, and you can call in and actually have a semi-conversation with them. You can let them know that you're a fan. And I remember I talked to Patrice Rushen, and I talked to the Emotions. I do remember talking to those queens. So, yeah, I felt like, whoa.
Isn't that a feeling?
You know what I'm saying?
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that a feeling when you can, like, speak with someone like that, and then, like you said, you got to meet, you know, different people. Like, oh my goodness, like, I'm super excited as well, Queen. If not
yeah.
for you, especially G-Lou, I myself would not have been able to come into contact with the player himself, okay? Tweed Cadillac, baby. Like, what can you not say about this guy? Like, I was familiar with him, but I've seen you on the TV. I've heard your music, but just to be able to, like, correspond with the person and actually talk, and then to get invited on the platform, you said it well. Like, that platform is amazing. Just like this one, it's just awesome for me. Like, I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm just so honored to be able to do this, like, kudos. Like, I love it, Queen. You did that one today. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. We did that. Remember, it was always we, never I. But absolutely.
We.
Yeah, and Queen has a heck of a journey. He's from Los Angeles and stayed over there by the Fatburger area. That's the area over there. It was first Fatburger I went to over there off of Western and Jefferson, and we used to walk there
mm-hmm.
and stay right down the street on Jefferson. But yeah, Tweed Cadillac, so many accolades.
It's like,
it's so much that you can learn about him. But let me just say this, you can Google,
mm-hmm.
but you ain't
mm-hmm.
gonna get too much information. You're gonna have to go to his
mm-hmm.
website and download it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, different things there. So, yeah. So, anyway.
And the stuff is out there, Queen. The stuff is definitely out there. Like you said, you may not just find it at first. But my nosy self, you know, you locate these things. And when it comes to the music and the artists and who they've worked with, we got somebody, you know, our producer, they've also worked together. Like, we're just going to get into it all tonight, people. So thank you so much for tuning in with myself and Queen Jean. I'm Cousin Marcy. If you want to get in, 914-803-4001. Tonight, we are highlighting the wonderful man himself, Mr. Tweed Cadillac, okay, from Penthouse Players Click. Over 12 releases, over 7 albums, appearances, different credits, vocals, writing arrangements, a 30-year spanning career. Again, started with the Penthouse Players Click, which was an American hip-hop duo that consisted of rappers Playa Ham and Tweed Cadillac. They were signed to Eazy-E's Ruthless Records, for which they released their debut and only album to date, Paid the Cost, in 1992. Paid the Cost featured production by DJ Quick and guest verses by Quick, Eazy-E, and AMG. hearing these names, people, the group appeared on the soundtracks to films Class Act and Trespass, both wonderful movies. The group's two members reunited in 2001 for Claire Hemp's debut solo album, Laying Hands, specifically on the tracks Break the Bake and Grindin'. Twee Cadillac released his own solo debut, Toast to the Fools, wonderful title, in 2014, Twee Cadillac released a double CD titled Age Don't Count in the Booth, released exclusively at tweedcadillac.com. In 2014, Tweed appeared on the Midnight Life CD produced by DJ Quick. Featuring Sugar Free, Twee Cadillac also is the host of an internet radio show, 93 Tweed FM Ism, Thursday night, 7 to 9 Pacific, blogtalkradio.com, 93 Tweed FM, Play a Ham, and Twee Cadillac also appeared on TV One Unsung episode with DJ Quick in 2014. Twee Cadillac received a Legend Award at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards in Oakland, California, 2017. So get into it, people. We're going to go through some things tonight. It says put some pimping in your life, so that's definitely what's going to happen, queen.
It's like,
you know, keep your pimp hand strong. So I got to put my pimp hand down right now. My kid is in here. What you want, girl? What you want?
But I'm ready. Want to learn about that pimping. Get out that room.
She put the pimp head down on me, okay? I think she's taking the game back anyways. But I'm ready. When y'all ready, we can get into it.
Oh, let's get into it. Let's get into it. Introducing Twee Cadillac.
Players and players. Stand with me and welcome to original players. Never be confused with a hater. Man, this player done come around town and lay all the motherfucking haters down. You know him. OG Twee Cadillac. Waving at in the cut. With two bad bitches with asses so big, make your motherfucking head spin. God damn. Bitch, hold my drink. I'm talking up here. Hailing from the city of Los Angeles, better known as Los Angeles, California. He paid the cost to be the boss, so we toast to the food, cause some haters will always lose. Your daughter was over, till some real players took over. You know we know how to maintain in the P lane, but some get confused. Well, P.S. fuck you too. You know this. Twee Cadillac, the wonder only. If you know another player, he got to be a phony. Cornball, Rudy Poop, you know the scoop. Yeah, that's right. West Coast stand up for the motherfucking bounce. Watch how he flops. You never seen Stacey Adams jumping out of Phantom, bitch. You wish you could get in where you fit in, cause his lifestyle is so tempting. You can look through the window, but you can't feel them, bitch. Niggas gotta stay clean, like a player's dream. Now let me kick back, and let the man of the hour shower the power over your motherfucking head. Twee Cadillac, my player, my nigga.
I like the competition, and I can deal with any heat. Also, you dig, the bitches I run are selected to win. I mean, I'm controlling some tough, aggressive, mean-looking animals. Now, can I tell them that they can only run in one part of the jungle? I like the competition.
Stay tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Stay tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Stay tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Stay tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from. Half of y'all suckers are a mess, I'm a pet. Can't never put a G like me in check. Best come a queer, come back with a crib. And maybe exist with a kid. Oh man, look at here, you really don't know me. And I can be broke by my lonely. Tell me, what you got on this here tab? Bottom bitch mad cause I'm stuck up in the lab.
We cooking up that hellified dope. They be smoking, they be choking up the shit that I wrote. Use an off-brand weenie ass crank. I'm gifted, TF, why one gang? Shout out to Big Bang Hank. Feel the kind of party you's about to get shanked. You suckers all beneath me, feel me, really. What the fuck you think you finna teach me?
Straight tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Straight tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Straight tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Straight tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from. I've been around the world spitting hot shit. No more rapping with you niggas who ain't got shit. All they do is talk, never drop shit. Tell me what the reason that you all up in my mouth, bitch. All I see is envy in your eyes. Your conversation dry and it's packed full of lies. You a wannabe hater in disguise. I hate to see you coming and you're never on my mind. I think it's that you know the reason why. Get up off my line, too motherfucking fly. So bye-bye, be gone, you a mark, I'm a vet. You a bet, you would never see me sweat.
I know you ain't got that shit all fucked up, wishing you was motherfucking sweet Cadillac. You wish you had the motherfucking pedigree. You wish you had the motherfucking backup. You wish you had the mouth.
Straight tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Straight tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Straight tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Straight tight all night, this is how it comes.
It don't even matter, don't matter where we from.
Peace, everybody. The coolest legend, the cool, the DJ, the Red Alert is now on by me. It's about the G-Lu. Yo, that's it, the G-Lu show. Check it out each and every time. Let's make things happen. The Red Alert giving it to you, all right? Let's go.
Sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G-Lu, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
player. Stand with me and welcome the original player.
And we are back. Ooh, just jamming right there, Queen. Fabulous Flashback Friday. Cousin Mercy here.
Yes. Sweet has a very unique style. His voice is real unique. You know, that's his Sweet Cadillac. Ain't no other.
Can
he another?
Right? It's like so smooth. You can hear like that influence that came from his music, like with the ones that came after, people that he's worked with.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Get your pencils and your pen. Like, learn something. You better learn. This is not a game.
Yes. And if you want to learn, you can go check him out on Unique Access. He did 4 episodes there, so you can check those interviews out, those conversations he was having. Pretty deep conversations, a lot of information given out about Tweed himself.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check out those 4 episodes to go learn some more about the legend here, the OG that we're showcasing.
Right.
Music. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we all have, I don't know if I should say this, but, you know, just a little hankering towards the, you know, the other side of things, like camping, the action or practice of controlling prostitutes and arranging clients for them. I like to look at it more from the player side, you know, or the Urban Dictionary just says it's a person. They're competitive and gregarious by nature. The skill of a player is measured by the extent of his or her, game. The more game a player has, the more respect they command in their community, okay?
Absolutely. And I was told, you know, there's a lot of women that think that player just means a man with a bunch of different women, but player come on all levels, you know, so it's not just, you know, it don't just sit right there. It expands. Player expands. And as you know, we come from that, you know, that background of uncles.
Where?
So we've seen it at first hand, so we exactly know what it is. It's like, for real, that's just what
it is. I mean,
it
takes one to know one. Exactly.
Absolutely, and that's how when they say real, recognize real, you can recognize, you know, a whole lot of things, but yeah. So I used to be one of those ladies that thought that's what player meant too, until my brother set me down. He was like, there's levels to this. It's levels to this. So
So
after you're being told by a man who's a player, you can respect the game more as a woman, and you stay out of the way of it as a woman. You feel me? So, yeah. I can dig it. That's all I'm saying. I can dig it.
Preach.
That's right. That is so freaking right. And I joke a lot. Single by choice, but like I'll say it, like I'm a pimp, you know, like just in joke, in jest. Like it's just something about that whole, like, yeah, if it's in you, it's in you. And real recognize real. So you right, Queen. You are absolutely
correct. So you heard of Blackstreet say, play on, play yes. So it comes from both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
it's
different levels for a woman too, as a player, you know. But it's nothing, it's nothing compared to a man's player. Period.
Nah, really, women are the coldest players on the real.
Oh my God. What that echo say back there?
Coldest out there. Don't get it twisted.
And you can't, you know, it's like, but the good thing about that, a player and a playette, is that you can recognize it in each other. You'd be like, okay, all right, okay, we can't do this, or
that's a cold combination. If mixed together properly, yes, ma'am.
And that's what I was just getting ready to speak on. That's what I was just getting ready to say as well, you know. If you can work together, being a player and a player, it can be a cold cold game, and it can actually be a successful game. You know, it can be very successful. You know,
right.
But you got to be strong in those areas. Yes.
We got two different lines in here tonight since we represent for Tweed.
We got the regular line
and the pimp line. I got the pimp line going off right now. Should I answer it?
No. Please answer.
Yes, you should answer that.
You got to answer the pimp's call now. Don't have them waiting
now.
Yeah,
pimp line
original.
One. Pimp line
the original party
oh
rocket player.
Oh, my goodness. I'm muting him. The original boss party rocking player.
Let me tell you what the definition of a player is. Like G. Luce did say, players come in all sizes, shapes, and females are one of the best. So I do totally agree. My definition of what a player is, a player, to me, is whatever the game is, he has a uniform. It's basically as simple as that. You're a player of life. It's
Break
not
it
just
down.
About the bitches. It's not just about the glitz of it. It's the game of life. It's capitalizing on opportunities. You're playing life. So whatever the game is, you
it's
have a
monopoly.
Uniform. I could put on khakis or I could put on a suit. That's what a player is.
Absolutely.
And as you said, a player can recognize another player from across the room. I remember being in a nightclub one time, and I'm staring at this broad, and I'm looking at this other dude staring at this broad. And all of a sudden, we both tried to approach her to see what's going to get to her first. Never knew this guy from a can of paint. And I ended up knocking her, and from that night, We became best of friends and go out to clubs and just knock them. So a player can spot another player from across the room. So it is what it is.
Agreed.
I do want to say, man, I'm honored. I'm honored to be here tonight. I wasn't expecting it. You know, I got like a summons jury duty where I had to appear where I was going to go to jail.
Served them.
Yep. I got them papers served.
Yeah,
So I kind of figured that, okay. I just thought that y'all couldn't get Rick James and Bobby Brown, so call Tweed. He's available. Just when I thought I was washed up.
Okay, now. Because you said that, it's our queen right here, Tweed. Yeah, because you said that, I was like, I've heard you say that more than once, and I just want to pay homage to you because you are nowhere near washed up. I understand you feeling yourself that way as your own individual, but just someone who watches you, pay attention to you, and check you out and things that you're doing, that's not a washed up person. You are an OG, you are a legend, and you will always be that. We have had people on the show, and you would call in, and they don't know who you are until G. Lou might say, oh, that's Tweed Cadillac. And they get so excited. That's Tweed Cadillac? Oh, man, I used to listen to you on Player Ham and whoop-de-whoop, wop-wop-whoop. So if you was washed up, you wouldn't get that reaction from the people that we have had conversations with on our show. So you are not washed up, and that's why I wanted to pay this homage to you to remind you that you are nowhere near washed up. You are an OG. You are a Tweed Cadillac, baby, and you got it going on, and you're going to always have it going on. When you check out, you're going to still have it going on because you are leaving us with gems.
Preach.
So many gems, not just
Preach.
Through music, but through your Blog Talk Radio show. You have Preach. Given us memories, Tweed. That's what you have given us. So you are nowhere near washed up, dear. You are very much relevant.
Thank you. I'm truly humbled. Yeah. I got a big old Kool-Aid smile on my face.
Agreed.
I got the Kool-Aid
totally
smile.
Totally agreed. Smile.
It's good to be recognized. It's good to be recognized by your peers because that's what we all kind of do it for, you know, the admiration of the fans, our peers, our family. We want to make everybody proud of our contribution to life. So I am truly honored, man. Thank you all again.
Queen Cadillac.
That's
my big homie right there. Much love and respect, Tweet, all the time.
Absolutely.
Likewise, sir. Likewise, sir.
Hey, Tweet. Check this out, homie. I got to do it, bro. One of my favorites, Tweet Cadillac and the other pimp from the Bay. Let's go.
Nigga Slim Williams. Tweet Cadillac rapping Forte, man. The pimp, pimp. Man, L.A. to the Bay, man. Shit, what can I say, man? The money just follows us, though, Jay. Dig that.
Wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Boston ladies, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call Forte. Collect your major pay, about a golden state. Hello, wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Boston ladies, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call Forte. Collect your major pay, about a golden state. Get your back up off the wall and huddled up with the baddest in the business. So we headed to the players' bar. We done did it again, flipped the gang of them ends. And I'm loving it from Buckets to him and her Benz. Blowing cookies and living life just like a gladiator. Suck it up, you dummy, dodge your player haters. Congratulations to you bosses all over the world. And all you up-and-coming players with all these girls. Remember, money over matter, that's all I can say. And if you're still caped up at the end of the day, call it a blessing to be able to read between the lines. Because it's big in the mind, hey. Dot your eyes and cross your T's. Flip cheese, 360 degrees, watch some gold diggers after the whole thing is heartless, regardless. And there's some cold niggas. Wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Boston ladies, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call Forte. Collect your major pay, about the golden state. Hello, wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Boston ladies, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call Forte. Collect your major pay, about the golden state. Hello. On the mic, we've been known to come nice. Never been a booth, get to spit no size. Rap in the game, it's a hell of a life. I done gave 25, what a hell for these stripes. Me and Forte Slim gets love. Rolling in the pimp lane to the players club. If you seek and you search, you will find. Top shelf game intertwined in a rhyme. Figure slam, a stomp down P-Pal. Boy, get around, so we linked up in SoCal. Now we got it popping like corn. Blade running up to 3:30 in the morning. We do that, feather in my pimp tag. Jump up out the lag, get the captain where your daddy at. If baby ain't tripping, finna roll. Internet, endo, E1 fold. And everything we get, we done earned. Stick to the rules of the game that we learn. It's all about the money and the stash. Stay still, ready for your ass. Wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Boston ladies, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call Forte. Collect your major pay, about the golden state. Hello, wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Boston ladies, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call Forte. Collect your major pay, about the golden state. Hello.
I keep it pushing for a throttle on pimping. Staring at my hourglass clock keeps ticking. Bitch, don't listen, pimping, I'm gone. All up in the bay, I slain with my high beams on. Yeah, my Uncle Sweet had to hop in the song along with Forte. Say, cultivate where I'm from. Rest in peace to my pimp partner, Matt Bomb. Got me wondering what the fuck really going on. And I can't lie, it brings tears in my eyes, which is why I only fuck with my guys. Slim Williams, no need to disguise. With my hand open, pimping, man, I gotta get mine. Bitch, in my presence, gotta keep her in line. What collecting every dollar, quarter, nigga, when time. Wherever we at is where the money at. Reppin' Forte, Pickett, Slim Williams, and Sweet Cadillac. Yeah.
Wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Boston ladies, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call Forte. Collect your major pay, about the golden state. Hello, wherever we at, is where the money's at. The bikinis, Boston ladies, and Tweet Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call Forte. Collect your major pay, about the golden state. Hello.
From LA to the Bay, we catch a flight in. All the way from the cold state of Michigan. Hammer here, pick me up off the damn brand. Cause she understand the plan of a P-man. Got a couple old tricks in my sleeve. I'm a cold Houdini, who all about a pretty penny. Let me talk to your players like a real piece should. If your girl ain't about it, make her feel that she could. Walk her down the street, let her feel the beat. Tell her something real smooth, put some slippers on her feet. Like Cinderella, it can be what it seems. But if she ain't about the money, cut her off from the dream. Wherever we at, that's where the money at. Rapping Forte and Tweet Cadillac. Slim Williams and the pimp council, baby. Make the money, never let the honey break, man.
Wherever we at, that's where the money's at. The bikinis, Boston ladies, and Tweet Cadillac.
I am the rapper that they call Forte, collecting major pay, about the Golden State. Hello, wherever we at, that's where the money's at. The bikinis, boss, lanes, and tweed Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call Forte, collecting major pay, about the Golden State. Hello.
My person on my suits, I feel like my bag Cuban. Then I'm in a row with Shay, smoking a Cuban. Looking at the water and thinking about past serve. But loving how the wind blow under my tin shirt. Then I get a call, FaceTiming on the iPad. Talking about a deal, I don't know if I'ma sign that. Loving how Moscato wine tastes on the ocean. Loving how I flow and how the waves set the motion. Women in bikinis, I ain't loving how they use it. But I get the form of the image in the jacuzzi. Now I know how Pop felt shooting that toss it up. If I ain't had no money, these hoes would be hard to fuck. But now I got the money, it's easy to call them up. In a camisole, all these bitches want this Adderall. You see them sitting on my lap like I was Santa Claus. If y'all ain't where the money yet, I'm pimp slapping y'all.
Wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Barcelonis, and tweed Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call Forte, collecting major pay, about the Golden State. Hello, wherever we at is where the money's at. The bikinis, Barcelonis, and tweed Cadillac. I am the rapper that they call Forte, collecting major pay, about the Golden State.
Y'all got to give it up one more time. This is part two, the infamous return of the Sweet, Sweet Cadillac.
Sweet Cadillac, baby. Here to rock ya, here to roll ya, here to mold ya into a play of life that is.
Yeah, Tweed got what you need, sugar.
Sold out, baby, player's choice. The other women affected my voice at request. Yes, yes, y'all. Los Angeles Mac from the West, y'all. It's a shape, y'all, as I school ya. Grab hold, I might lose ya. Put ya up on the downstroke, sucker. Steady scheming with my lover. Down to size, Tweed broke her. From then on, I control her. She loves the Tweed.
Can't help herself.
Can't wait to get in between the sheets, Fleetwood. Sometimes have to check her. If she wrecks herself, I bust a pencil stick. Oh well.
Yo, player, what he did to her?
The medicine man, that's right. I'm back again, fully equipped Cadillac band. Tell me, baby, do you need a man? If you do, then here I am.
I've been leaning and seeing. Some say I'm dreaming. Slipping and sliding.
Tweed Cadillac, baby, yes, I'm the Tweed, the only man you'll ever need. I'll transform you into a Trojan. Huh, son, you've been chosen to be the one for me. My comrades, you must please. Said you wanna be with the Tweed? Tuck your tail and follow me. Incidentally, I'm running this game. Unanimously, I remain undisputed, Raw Mac of the Year. When I leave, the crowd clears, Cimarron hears, I'm pulling out. She knows with us goes the cloud. Freaks outside want to get in. Got them thinking they all could win. Freaks inside about to come up. Strategically applying makeup, it's turbo time. Gals flocking, steady clocking, while they're jocking ends of a player, the Tweed. Pimpin' leaning as I seen, so tally hoeing away I go. Straight slamming Cadillac doors, I'm the Tweed, baby. Tweed Cadillac, baby, yeah, pimpin' well, rather swell that you can tell. Stand sharper than a broke dick doll. Silky suit, London Vogue, keep on she acting swell. I'm suffering from intensive flare, gators barking about the bite. With a 30 carat diamond shine, suede black, dookie balookies. Yeah, fat me tweezy, Lloyds of London had to assure me. Now the Tweed's covered fully, best believe I'm in the pink. Panties that is, chosen drink, over ice, while checking traps.
Know what they hit for?
I'm glad you asked, I'm the Tweed's better.
Man, live and direct, man, right here, man, from South Central Los Angeles, man, a.k.a. Eastside Watts, man, and I'm right here, I'm with my boy G. Lou, man, on G. Lou Show, man, much love, homie, keep it popping, man, keep it lifting, right, man, keep them, keep killing them.
For sure. Hey, we see that the phone lines is lit up out there, the phone lines is lit up, if anyone wants to speak, just press one and we'll bring you in. We're doing this tonight, honoring the homeboy, my big homie, Tweed Cadillac, over 30 years in the game, over 30 years of service. and he's still doing it, and we honoring you tonight, big homie. Much love and respect. Let me play. This is one of my favorite songs by Tweety.
Do you know what today is? The day you get away from me. Get away from me. Do you know what today is? The day you get away from me. Get away from me.
I think I'm finna clown all your fat and sealed dish bags. Y'all be on the rag like a chick with a sales pitch. Jumping shit. For the next trend to climb aboard, left up in the rain, Molly seed eating bird brain. Shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga. This gets your status up bigger. Whoever take it personal, I'm talking about you. You think I even trip off a see-through fool? I spit game to add to your existence. Everything I mention will be brought to your attention. Therefore, my concern really not impressed. Furthermore, sidestep marks in distress. It's Coolio, Coolio, let you be yourself. Just run that bullshit to everybody else, or I'ma leave you where your ass stood last year. I can't stand a lukewarm off-brand beer.
Do you know what today is? The day you get away from me. Get away from me. Do you know what today is? The day you get away from me. Get away from me.
I got moves to make, paper to chase.
Alright.
More bitches to break and Remy to take.
That's right.
Real recognize real and them suckers fake. All in the lane violating in a player's face.
Nigga.
To whom it may concern, this is dedication. Only game suckers know is the PlayStation. It's minor to a boss when you do it major. And five bitches getting tossed like two flavors. We official like refs when they blow the whistle. Y'all officially some marks, bitches love the dish. So high definition, they don't see the picture. You ain't got nothing on it, we ain't smoking with you. You can't do it how we do, your credit disapproved. If I decline to speak, I don't relate to you. Your girl on me like glue, but she stuck with you. Suckers try to follow my path, but can't fit the shoe.
Do you know what today is? The day you get away from me. Get away from me.
Up, man, and I went to sleep that way, bitch. You know the situation is sad.
And furthermore, bitch, you did all that out of spite.
You know motherfucking well your punk ass wasn't right.
You know that punk shit you do be fucking with the other hoes. Bitch, I'm subject to pimp all the boogers out your nose.
See, a pimp thought is something that's really safe for me. Bitch, all I pray to the god is you get the fuck away from me.
Bitch, stand your ass up.
Get this shit together.
And you fucking with a real pimp's feelings? Bitch, never.
Have you ever seen a piece of bitch get walked on by a gator?
Whooped on by Stingray and serve like a waiter.
Just as sure as a hoe, a singer as we lay.
All I needed you to do was stay the fuck far away.
And you really wanna know what today is? It's Sunday morning in church, pimping, exercising, faggots away from place.
Do you know what today is? The day you get away from me. Get away from me.
Doing it for the tweet tonight. I got Cousin Marcy with me and the Queen, Queen Jean, but the phone lines are lit up, Queen, so I just want to let you know you got callers out there.
All right, y'all. Hello, callers.
Yay, yay. What's going on, Reverend Ali, right here checking in with you. I see you doing a tribute to Tweed Cadillac. That's what we need to start doing. Everybody knew it already, but G. Lou knew it too. G. Lou probably was one of the first dudes that thought about it. You know, you got to give people their props and they love while they're still here. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait till they're gone, and then when they're gone, you start making up stories between you and them that never happened because it can't be proven because they're gone now. Who going to tell the truth? That's what I'm talking Great. About. Go ahead, D-Lou, Reverend Ali, push-ups and grace, Cousin Marcy. I'm the second Cousin Ali. Yay, yay. And Queen Jean, you know what I'm saying? The hugs is always clean.
That's right, that's right. Thank you, Reverend Ali. We always appreciate the call and tuning in with us for this tribute we doing to the wonderful man himself, Tweet Cadillac. Some pimping in your life. We are moving and grooving. Sounding so good. Don't y'all agree.
Right.
Stay with us.
Oh, yeah.
We agree,
man. Listen, I tell a story all the time, man. Tweet Cadillac, you know, he's like 10 years, 11 years older than me. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But when I met him and grew up with, I thought I grew up with Tweet. I didn't know Tweet was 10, 11 years older than me. And I'm not going to give you no numbers. I'm just going to keep it like that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, but he don't have to mess. Everybody know on the phone, a person that older than you, they don't have to deal with you at all. You's a youngster. You's a young punk. You know what I'm saying? But Tweet Cadillac didn't do me like that. He said, come on, boy. Come on. Come on. Ali, go with me. Ali, go to the store for me. Hey, Ali, rap that verse you was doing. Okay, yeah, and then the Latin used to try to diss it. You know, the Latin was critical. That's my nigga. But Tweet Cadillac said, hey, Ali wrote that rap, though. He didn't, nobody wrote it for him. So if it's whack or if you think, you know, he ain't got it down or he need to learn how to finish the verse, he wrote it. That's what Tweet always used to say. Ali wrote that rap, though. So, hey, man, I love you, man. Tweet Cadillac, I love you, man. You know, they always talk about the rap and the money and the bag and the cars and the girl. Nah, man. You encouraged the brother to keep rapping when he was starting off. And that's what rap is about.
Rev Ali,
y'all. Hey, I need to apologize because I thought I was being heard, but I had my own self muted, so I'm apologizing to me and to y'all. So, Reverend Ali, thank you for those clean hugs always. I appreciate them. And see, this is what makes Tweed a legend. This is what makes him relevant. You heard what Reverend Ali just spoke on, and I remember you coming on speaking about Tweed, telling some of the studio stories, like you were saying, going to the store for him. So shout out to you and also Tweed Cadillac. And I also want to say Tweed got me back into listening to CDs. He sent me some CDs. I did not have a CD player, and I went and bought me a CD player. So, shout out to you, Tweed. People are not holding on. They don't have CD players in their homes and stuff no more. You know what I'm saying? It's very rare that you would see that in someone's home. So, shout out to Tweed. Send me some good
old
CDs.
Compact disc. That's what I'm talking about. You can send me a cassette tape. I'll make it work.
That's right. Look, an 8-track, too, while you playing. They still work.
Make it work.
I got a James Brown 8-track. And listen, I got a James Brown and an Earth, Wind & Fire and a Roy Ayers. And there's one more I can't remember right now. I ain't going to hold you up trying to remember. But I got four 8-tracks. And I got a player, too.
Hey, I just bought me a record player a couple weeks ago. I got me a new record player. I'm back in the game now, for sure.
Yeah, back in the days in the 80s, they had a turntable with a radio on it and an 8-track player.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They sold it all wrapped up in one. I still got it.
It was long. You put your items on. No.
When I was coming up, we had the box ones. We had the little box ones that you can carry it. It was a portable one. And I was telling Tweet about this. No, I think I was telling G. Lou and him about this when I first started listening to the G. Lou show. We used to have the 45 discs of the Emotion, So I Can Love You. And we wore that whole 45 out. It started turning white. We played it so much. Are y'all familiar with that?
I got to drop what you said.
All day. All day, Queen Jean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Started turning white. I was like, oh, we got to go get another one. But we wore that out. within 45 days. Yep. So yeah, shout out to 45. The old way of.
Shout out to the 45. Yeah. You got to put the thing in the middle
the
right there.
Old way of listening to music. The 45 discs. They had them in different colors. Yeah.
A lot of times I didn't even have the adapter to play it. I just tried to size it up and make sure it would look like it was the way, the distance it was supposed to be, and put the needle on it.
As soon as you get that needle on there, right, Reverend Ali, it was good to go. As long as you had that needle, I mean, it's like you got to have a steady hand and a good eye.
Yeah.
So I feel you on that.
Hey, G-Lou.
Yes, sir.
G-Lou. I want to say I sent you some.
I thought you were muted. You just didn't speak.
I wasn't aware. I sent you a couple of emails of some songs that, you know, kind of like my favorites as well, too. If you want to spin it, it's all good.
Okay.
But,
definitely.
Unless you let me know, big bro, so I didn't even know. I'm on it, though.
Yep,
since you hear Tweet, can we ask you something after this? Go ahead.
Yes, you can. What's on your mind, Cousin Marcy? Sweet as pie.
Well, first, I just want to...
Smelling like candles.
I just wanted
What's
to...
on your mind?
No. I hope you're burning one now as you listen to your tribute. But thank you again for that. And also, I just wanted to thank you and ask you, how did you all come about? I know you did have the interview with my godfather, Tony Hamilton. But how did you all come about with that sample that you had on PLF from Printhouse Players Click?
Actually, crazy story. I was in Compton with Quick one day, and we pulled over. It's like it was a neighborhood record store that was across the street from the gas station. I believe it was on Alondra. And we would always go in there to look for old records that we could sample. And we came across that Watts Prophets. We didn't know anything about it, but it looked interesting. Came to the house. We put it on, and we couldn't stop listening. So we went to and sampled that stuff off of there, and what ended up happening was when time came to get the samples cleared, Father Amdi said, I got to meet them. They can't just use my music. I got to meet them, you know, and find out where their head was at. So we invited him to the studio. He heard the song. He met me, and he took me to dinner in Hollywood at a Thai place. I had never had Thai food in my life. And I was on the first date with my soon-to-be wife. It was our first date. And we're sitting across the table from Father Amdi. And he said, man, she has the energy. She's the one. And she smiled. And I looked at her and I'm like, yeah, I kind of think so too, because I was really digging her. And we got married eventually, had two children. She turned out to be the one. And he felt the energy. And he would tell me stories about how he was homeless with his wife, and he was writing poems on a paper bag. And, man, his story was just phenomenal. And he gave us the clearance to use the music. And he's been my friend for over 35 years now. So I think it's all about what you do.
Yeah, shout out to you. And that's just crazy how everything comes full circle. That is my dad's best friend and fellow poet, and he did do the poet circuit with him. So, again, salute to you. I just had to ask that. How did you come about?
I actually call him my spiritual advisor, because when I get stuck with a life situation or a problem, I know I could go to him. He's going to give me an answer. And the funny part about it, wisdom, you can never get enough wisdom. When you talk to an older guy that's been there, done that, he's going to tell you the right thing. He's not going to fluff you, blow smoke up your ass. He's going to give you a real, true, honest opinion. And Father Amdi has been doing that in my life for over 35 years, and I truly respect him. And he's family to me. He is family to me. So, yeah, it is a small world. That's why credibility is like virginity. You only lose it once. You stay solid with people you meet. They'll be
write
in your
that
life
down,
forever.
People.
They will be in your life forever. Man, it's true, man. True spit.
Preach.
I remember when you had the interview with him, and I was on the air with you, not on the air with you, but I was on a caller. So I heard him speaking, and he said something about billiards, and I had pressed one, and you chimed me in, and I had spoke about our grandfather. I didn't even give him the name. I just said our grandfather was the first black pool, the billiard man, and the, you know, first black billiard man. And he said Braxton Holmes. And I said, yeah. And then that's when he told me that he used to be at the pool hall on 51st and Broadway all the time. And that's when he told me that your dad was his best friend. And I, you know, and it was just like I met him that day. On the see, and this is another thing about Tween Show.
Never know who you know. You never know who knows somebody else. That's why credibility is like virginity.
It's like virginity.
If you lose it, it's gone.
That's right.
If you say the right name,
you're right.
If you say the right name in a tough situation, it can save your life. I've been put in situations like that. Where I happened to say the right name, and then it was like, oh, okay, I didn't know, apologize and everything. So, hey, man, your name really goes a long way. You got to be true to people, man. You must be true to people, and then they'll be true to you.
Yeah.
Real spit.
Great.
And it's
great.
And what's even ironic about it is, how many people can say that they have friends over a 35-year span? Not too many. Friends come and go. They fly by night like a sparrow. They come and go. Feel me? So to really have somebody in your life for that length of time, it really means a lot. And I honor that. I cherish that. I stand on that. And I stand with all those that have stood with me throughout the test of time, man. It means something to me, for real, though.
Preach.
Y'all get that? Everybody get that? Man, we getting
credibility
today,
is like
y'all.
Virginity. That's what y'all better stick with. Credibility.
You only lose it
like
once.
Virginity.
You only lose
that's
it once.
Absolutely.
Lose your credibility,
lose once.
And your name is Mud. You can't get a nigga to give you a bologna sandwich. You feel me? Your name ain't shit. Cause your name,
so that's
tonight,
what you
y'all.
Take with you. Yeah, take that with you, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, check this out. Check this out. Sweet Cadillac, man. Sweet Cadillac, you got a lot of people, man, want to chime in with you, bro. So I'm gonna go to the phone
holler
line
at
for
him.
A minute.
Holler at him. Holler at him.
Just don't yell. Call a hello. 401. You're live on the line.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Hey.
Hey. Good evening. What's up, man?
What's
first
cracking,
time
homie?
Caller. Ain't nothing, man. Out there just getting out of work, you know, chillaxing, listening to the G-Lou show, Flashback
that's right.
Friday.
Say it with your chest, homie. What's poppin'?
How you doing?
I'm swell, man. I'm swell. Just kicking back.
Are you enjoying the show?
Listening to Tweet Cadillac. Yeah, I'm enjoying the show.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say to Tweet, he's on the line. Tweet is
on
the line. Anything you want to say to me? Yeah.
Oh, man. This dude, his longevity is just incredible. No, I started listening to a show, I want to say about 3-4 years ago. You know, just by Googling, I was looking for the Penthouse album, actually. And I just had no idea he had a Block Talk show. So, you know, just want to give him some props. My big up from the East Coast.
Big up. Man, I want to give a big up to Spider Loke, man. Know if you are familiar with that OG. He's a good
that's
friend.
That's my guy.
As well.
That's my guy.
Yeah,
please.
He's not doing too good, man. So I really hope that he gets well, man, because we got a lot of folks, man, that got love for the West Coast. And we got love for the East Coast.
No doubt.
I didn't know that,
Tweet. One of my prayers.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's right.
Damn, I didn't know that, bro.
Yeah, Spider Loke is not doing well, man. He's been ill for a couple months now. So he's trying to get back on his feet. So, man, I want to really send some love to him. He showed me love from day one, and his credibility is good with me. So it all means something.
You talking about Spider from New York?
Exactly.
But he really in the spirit, though. That's how we bring it together, because when you come together with somebody from miles away, it's just miles. It ain't really a different coast or nothing. It's only about miles. And then once you connect in the miles, it's how far you go in the miles forward. So it ain't never another east or west. It's us in the spirit, and that's how Spider and Tweed can do his thing.
Wow. Even Curtis Blow, man, big up to him, man. We've been knowing Curtis Blow, man,
forever.
I don't know how many years. I had Curtis Blow drinking Old English with me. So it's like,
that's right.
We go back.
I saw it.
I was right there.
You know what?
Yeah.
And you know what? I didn't take a picture because I wasn't a groupie. I said, I'm going to keep this one in the spirit. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, I got a lot of comrades, man. Too many to name right about now. But, man, I want to give a shout-out to Natalak, the pimp. Been solid with me, man. There's a lot of guys I've worked with, known, built relationships with that are still standing, man. I just want to thank everybody that ever supported what I was trying to do. And, man, I don't know what to say, man. This is your time.
Man, tell them.
I'm honored.
Them. Sorry to
I'm
cut you off.
Told you I got a Kool-Aid smile. I'm finna go in here and toast to the fools. I'm going
to
go give me another round and just bask in happiness, man. Just take advantage of the situation because, believe me, man, when I got into the game, I just wanted to make my presence felt and make my daughters proud. And I didn't even have kids then. Feel me? So it's like, man, I just want to do the best I can and be the best that I could be. If it wasn't different circumstances, if Easy wouldn't have passed, I probably would have been a lot larger. Man, a lot of things, you know, thrown, obstacles, rocks got thrown at me, ended up getting cancer. I've been through the mud. Man, I've been like Martin Luther King say, I've been to the mountaintop. I know what it feel like. Feel me? I know what it feel like to walk into a room and you can't even see because pictures is just, I know what that shit feel like. So it's like, man, never would have thought little snotty-nosed kid from South Central LA could get the love that I got worldwide. And I want to give a big shout-out to Alpha from France, Dope Man from Hungary. I've done some shit with some international guys that a lot of local L.A. rappers never had the privilege to do. So I'm truly honored for the path and the career that, you know, I did lay out, you know, for myself and as a group with PPC. So I want to thank everybody that had anything to do with anything that I've ever done. All the producers that sent me tracks, all the publicists that helped me along the way, all the stylists, all the bodyguards, everybody that helped me along the way, man. I want to give them a big shout out, man. Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all, because if it wasn't for y'all, it wouldn't be me.
You are more than welcome.
Thank you.
It's your time. Thank you.
Yeah. We count,
yeah,
right, baby.
I call him the first Uncle Tweed.
Goddamn, Tweed. That nigga was a dental assistant and a rapper. We used to always see this.
I know you hear me calling.
Bust it, man.
That's
my
Tweed.
That's
we got
my
one more. We got another caller. Let me see.
We got another caller.
661.
Hello. What's up? It's Big Pain. Better known as Pain Dango. I used to be on the Hella Hip Hop show, and I am a very close friend.
Hey, Big Pain.
What's up? How y'all doing? What's up, G Lou? How you doing, Juan?
Pain is stopping in my boots.
There you go. All right, man. What can I say about Tweed? Hey. Let me let me say this about my friend, man. Tweed is like the Tupac of player rap. You know what I'm saying? This boy writes and writes and writes and writes. Hey, everything he say, he has to make sure that it's perfect. He's like a vainglorious perfectionist. You know what I'm saying? Me and Tweed, we go way back like LeBron hairline. You know what I'm saying? I learned a lot from Tweed. You know, I learned a lot, you know, just by being around him. You know what I'm saying? Tweed is like a hook master. You know what I'm saying? If you need a hook, hey, he owns it. He's like Johnny on the spot. He is going to come up with a hook, you know, and lickety split. You know what I'm saying? And he's like the ghostwriting ninja. You know what I'm saying? If you need a rap, if you need a verse, hey, he going to write it for you. See, he got you. Hold on, my grandson. Hold on, let me. I'm talking.
Why you do LeBron right like now. That, man?
Because it's true. So, anyway, you know what I'm saying? Hey, if you need a verse, LeBron is my brother. You know what I'm saying? I like LeBron. LeBron is cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't just respect LeBron.
The truth is just the truth.
He's just putting the situation. He's putting the situation right now. All right?
Go ahead,
also,
bro.
Also, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Tweed, if y'all know him, y'all know he a vainglorious hustler, too. You know what I'm saying? Hey, he used to pull hustle out of the air. I used to be there just to witness it, you know what I'm saying? Bottle water on a hot day. He'd go to get him an ice chest filled up with ice, and bottle water to stand on the corner and hustle them waters, you know what I'm saying? We did everything from putting together little Lolo cars and selling them. He even came up with his own clothing line, you know what I'm saying? He is a hustler. He's a positive and genuine person, you know what I'm saying? You love to be around him, you know what I'm saying? He always has gang, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have no gang, he don't like to be around you. He thrives on receiving and giving gang, you know what I'm saying? Also, his drink pattern is like a medieval king, you know what I'm saying? He likes the taste of good liquor, you know what I'm saying? And he can drink you under the table. Also, he's a very wise person. He's wise behind his years. He's a perfectionist, you know what I'm saying? He's a master strategist. What else can I say? He's a visionary also, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like he can tell the future sometimes. He can tell you which way your album's going to go, when to stop promoting it, he's just a phenomenon at that. Him, when we first met, we connected on an intellectual level, you know what I'm saying? When I saw how wise he was and how much game that he had, and I just had to be around him, you know? I don't know what else to say about him. He's a good dude. You know, he's a hard worker, you know what I'm saying? And he believes in himself. Look, he believes in himself tremendously, you know what I'm saying? It's captivating and contagious, you know? I mean, he believes in himself so much he makes you believe in yourself, you know? I love him, you know what I'm saying, with all my heart, you know what I'm saying? That's my boy. I'm going to forever be there for him in any capacity I can, you know what I'm saying? And I respect him. And, you know what I'm saying, nothing but love for you, Tweed, man.
Wow, man, likewise, sir, likewise, man. I love you, too. That's what I was just trying to explain to him, that it's hard to have friends that you could say can go back years and years and years. I pride myself in that. Because people will leave you by the wayside, won't give a fuck about you. Well, you know, if you can't get them in the Quick concert, they ain't fuck with you no more. Every time Quick have a concert, everybody calling me. You know, hey, man, you going to the Quick concert? Can you get me in? Then when I can't get them in, they don't fuck with me. So it's good to have genuine people that's not looking at me for how I can elevate them, but really being a true friend to me. And I can say that you have been one of my true friends, and I want to thank you, man, for all that you've done.
On
a business level, on a personal level, on every level that it could possibly be, man. Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah, man. I thank you, man. You took me on some adventures, man. We had a lot of adventures. And you also spit wise words to me. One of them, you probably don't know. It's a phrase you told me or something you told me. It was a long time ago, but it always stuck with me. And I don't know. I'm a paraphrase it because I don't know exactly how you said it, but I remember the gist of it. You said, never leave a conversation without them knowing exactly what you meant.
Closure, yes. And I pride myself in that, too, because, look, you can leave a door open, and a person might misconstrue what you say. He might take what you said by the tone wrong, and then you could have a problem down the line. you must make sure when you leave that he understands what exactly what you meant and you understand exactly what he meant, because that could be
absolutely
that could be detrimental.
Yes. I've
because they
could
say, "Oh man, everything is good," and then everything really ain't good. Feel me?
Yeah.
So you have to make sure. You have to make sure that you know, and even if you have to ask the question 2 or 3 times, you got to get a solid answer, because people are move the goalposts and ring around the rosy and all kind of other bullshit to you, man. And you got to make sure, man, because you don't want to leave a situation and you thinking everything is good and everything is sour like grapes. Feel me?
Exactly. So they draw their own conclusions off the conversation. That's why you got to tell them exactly what you mean.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. No other way better to put it, man. And that's another good thing about having friends. When you talk to friends, you kind of know where their heart is. And so if somebody says something slick to you, like if you said something slick to me, I'm not going to trip because I know you. You know, that nigga was joking. Some people take jokes personal. You know, so you got to watch how you talk to people. Yeah, some people really take jokes personal. And they'll shake your hand, and you think everything is good, and everything is sour. So, man, real spit, man. Just something to, you know, man, keep you marching down the field like a Raider, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Payne, much love, respect, homie. You used to hold it down on the show, though, for Tweed, though. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's all I got familiar with you, man. But much respect to you, bro.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
We
I
go
love
back,
y'all show too, man.
We go back 30 years before I had children. Payne was there with me. I didn't have kids before I had kids. So,
yeah,
hey,
I watched them grow up and everything.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, man, God bless you and yours, man, for real, though. I got
hey, same,
you, man.
Same.
You know, holler if you need me, man. You know where I'm at.
You already know. All right, so have a good one.
Yeah,
much
I love you, Big
Payne.
Peace,
Rev Ali.
Thank you.
Hey, check it out. Everybody kick back, because we've been doing a lot of talking, but I want some music. I got a band. We got to represent for Tweed. I want Tweed to sit back like they do at the war, like at BET when they just there.
Matt Lack. Hey, man, take a caller, man.
Sit back with
that
Henny in your cup.
Hey, man, take a caller, man, from the East Coast, well, from North Carolina. I believe he's on. Nat Lack, man.
Let me
take another call.
Press one. Call is just want to speak.
Yep. Press one, man. This guy here, he started as a rock.
Hey.
Yo. Hello.
What up, pimpin? What up, pimpin?
Ain't nothing. What it is, my brother?
Man, just living,
like
jiving,
what it
digging
is.
The skin. I mean. Living, jiving, digging the skin. I mean, what's going on?
Oh man, you know, I just came out of the some legalities and had to re-release the Pimp of the Nation album. Yeah,
okay.
Cause see, I'm gonna give you the whole rundown about it on it, so you understand what happened. See, it was the dirty version. And when I was promoting the record and taking it to radio and spending money on the record, the first thing that happened was after like 3 or 4 months, the song I did with Sean Paul from Jamaica, his people started tripping and next thing you know they decided that they wanted to pull the song off. So while I was out there on the road, they ended up pulling off the doggone the explicit version. Before they got to the clean version, I started going into the legalities on it and put on the cease and desist, you know, the way you couldn't pull down the clean version. So the clean version never went down. The only one that went down was the dirty version. And I kept trying to, you know, I ain't never been one of them dudes that wanted to do half-ass anything, you know what I'm saying? The way I couldn't. I don't know what happened as far as I knew. Me, Sean Paul, and Califani, McKenzie, who actually made the beat, and Grand Will Bryce, who actually spearheaded the whole deal for me, everything was on the everything was on the up and up. But after I got like 30, 40 grand in on radio promotion and stuff like that, they went to radio and started pulling the record off. And I'm like, what the, you know, like, what the fuck? So I re-released the Pimp of the Nation album, the explicit version, yesterday. So I was reaching out to everybody involved, you know what I'm saying, with the record. And, of course, Tweed Cadillac is the second. Is the second song on the album, you know what I'm saying? And I'm reaching out to Lil Chat and Project Pat and Pastor Troy and Lil Chat, you know, all the Southern players that I got on the record with me, you know what I'm saying? Keep the Sneaks on it, you know what I'm saying? El Dorado Red's on the record, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just putting a little promo on it. You know, as far as everybody that's involved, that's why I reached out to Tweed Cadillac earlier tonight. You know what I'm saying? To let him know that, you know what I'm saying, the album was 5 years old, but I couldn't get past the legalities on it with Sean Paul people. I think that's going to be the last
trip,
time.
Man. Don't even trip, man. Man, we'll talk about that up, man, off the air, man. Don't
All
even
right,
trip.
Cool.
I know you're handling the
Hey, Tweed.
I ain't worried about a thing. It's gonna be all right.
Word, that was some flog ass shit. You know what I'm saying? But you know, hey,
it's business. It's business, man. Yeah. We'll talk about the business, man, off the air, man.
All right, that's cool.
One love, sir.
Much love and respect,
right,
homie. Hey, man, let me serenade my homie. Man. Let me serenade my homie. Sweet.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey.
Rapper rapping with me either. you best realize who you're dealing with. I'm on some 9-3-point tweet Cadillac.
I don't understand y'all niggas, and I know y'all don't understand me. But if I have to tell y'all niggas just to light a little fire, then I guess this is what it's gonna have to be. I don't comprehend y'all suckers. Opinionated, you're dumb and you're OG. You couldn't keep up with the city, so you move out to the desert and you wanna blame your drama on me. Keep it broken down.
Yo, you see the gist, now find the gap. To each his reach, if I don't copy, it ain't mine to have. I'm trying to be as clean as a Stacey B, but in the back of my mind I'm like, get the fuck away from me. Why do you wanna try to stretch a motherfucker? If I throw a pee at you, nigga, catch the motherfucker. Here's the dealer, and there's a departed. The only time I like to fuck you is when I'm off that narcotic. You know I'm no good.
Mm-hmm.
I get my money in the hood.
Oh yeah.
Hey, quick, throw a trick out. And it's fucked up when a bitch cough while you fucking and spit your dick out.
Money.
Give me more. No quick search. Ain't that the same nigga that chucks a bitch out with a great meat toy?
Holy fish scale.
You mean to tell me you'd rather save this bitch than save this whale? He's mighty skeptical. Quick, man, all in here, you ain't never gave me a pee. No, I'm talking about the vegetable. And she knows it's me when I'm pulling up because my car goes vroom vroom. And her daddy easy to talk to because the whole conversation be
mm-hmm. Now buckle down for the backlash.
Why they call DJ Quick, DJ Quick?
I don't understand y'all niggas, and I know y'all don't understand me. But if I have to tell y'all niggas just to light a little fire, then I guess this is what it's gonna have to be. You see, I don't comprehend y'all suckers. Opinionated, you're dumb and you're OG. You couldn't keep up with this city, so you move out to the desert and you wanna blame your drama on me. Keep it broken down.
You niggas buying meth? I'm buying cookware. I'm tired of being a motherfucking pallbearer. I think I'd rather be Geraldo Rivera and tell the people what's really going on with you square. How could I lose my identity? How can we become our own worst enemy? Even at the park, we don't party, whatever. Not familiar because we're barely haunted together. Cyber gangbangers, internet gimmicks. How did all my fans get replaced with critics? Went to sleep and woke up in a world full of limits. And being humble is synonymous with being timid. Niggas annoy me, so I frighten them. They stalk and hunt me down, till I'll enlighten them. And then they sex play me, sounding fruity. When you call me bitch ass nigga, is that a female dog shape booty?
I don't understand y'all niggas, and I know y'all don't understand me. But if I have to clown y'all niggas just to light a little fire, then I guess that is what it's gonna have to be. You see, I don't comprehend y'all suckers. Opinionated, you're dumb and you're OG. You couldn't keep up with the city, so you move out to the desert and you wanna blame your drama on me. Keep it broken down.
Contact information if you need anything.
It's all right there. TweetCatline.com. If you need something or you need to get in contact with me, that's the official headquarters, as they say. But it's TweetCatline. Instagram, TweetCatline. Everything is TweetCatline.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. Rarely on Twitter, as I said, but
yeah.
If you want me, you can get me on Facebook. You can get me on Instagram. Or just go to the website, TweetCatline.com. It's time to do that question, man.
Yeah, it's the memoirs of a man. A celebration of life. No matter what physical state your body in, you alive. Enjoy, live it, feel it, taste it. Breathe it in. No one's immortal. Don't think about your expiration date, your fate. Celebrate. Been there, done that. Can't tell me a goddamn thing about rap. See, my mama always stressed I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. I think I smoke too much. Consider Newport's cost $6. I wonder if I blew out a lung. How my name Tweed, I be choking off weed. Tell me, how the hell I catch pneumonia when I grew up in sunny California? Man, what the hell am I thinking? Got 25 years plus drinking. From the 8-ball, boom form, night train, silver satin, Kool-Aid, everything in between. Gotta have a toe back brain. Sipping cocaine back in the day, watching Soul Train. And my heart's still ticking, even though I can't quit eating fried chicken. If you're glad to be alive, throw your hands in the sky. Remember those bones, life goes on.
Man, Sweet Cadillac, you take me back to when I was in Frisco, man. Two cats come in with choppers, waving them around, telling them things was gonna get ugly. And they didn't find out where it was at. So glad they got it. I'm so glad to be alive.
Living life from a jail cell, hoping I can read a little junk mail. On earth living hell. Oh well, oh well. I like steak, red meat bad. My arteries straight clogged up from the fast. Now the water off the faucet ain't good.
God damn.
Ain't nothing pure in the hood. It's a downright shame. Cause ain't a goddamn thing finna change. Who said life is a beach? Ask a wino living on the street. I never thought about suicide. That's a punk way out where to die. Man, life ain't cursed. You could be up in a hearse getting driven to a church. If you're glad to be alive, throw your hands in the sky. Remember those gone, life goes on.
Even though I was flying down the freeway, you know, going 100 miles an hour. Passed out behind the wheel, carbon dioxide, missed oncoming traffic. Hit a building, lay in a coma for 17 days. But you know what? Glad to be alive.
Have you ever heard a bully ghost theme? Pass your head at the age of 14. Why did it burn when I peed? I didn't know why it called VD. I think about the cats that we ran past, and it wasn't even over no crack sack. All of them came back scrapped. I could have straight got laid out flat. Living life as a hustler, raised to be a hustler. Living in LA was a motherfucker. Calling California is a game. We all had to claim, everybody bang. Been stabbed, put up in a chokehold. They say I blacked out, beat up by the popo. Live life to the fullest, cause you can't outrun no bullet. If you're glad to be alive, throw your hands in the sky. Remember those bones, life goes on.
Yeah, man, this small's major, man. Just remembering those that's gone, man. My close-death experience, man. Me and the homie standing on the corner. The mother side of niggas come through and start shooting shots.
Motherfucking me, coming to you direct from the penthouse, and we chilling in this motherfucker. Yo, player, bitch.
Brace yourself, house here in the presence of his madness. Brooklyn by orders back with another plastic package. For the suckers who thought we wasn't coming just like this, kiss my ass and watch us two straight streets, yo, bitch. And get a hoe back with a max, no control in the mind and body. Still giving that pussy a party. He cuss the ass, niggas getting paid. But it ain't shit, so yeah, your punk motherfuckers doing low. But yo, witness a Mac with a strong back, attack with no pity. Getting fat off your bitch's titty. Los Angeles players are the penthouse of worldwide. Run, but you can't hide, check your girl cause I'm shoulder slot. But up in between and get a hoe, she been asking for. No disrespect, there's nothing else, so she'll come back for more. Never underestimate the power of a young throat. Checking a fat grip and ain't on no hair trip. With suckers on the nuts, back hanging from the head. And bitches on the dick, like my BVD underwear. For free game, jockin' for whatever reason, so what? I'ma steal, hit some best, get a nut, and a proper cut, slut.
If you do nothing,
say nothing, you'll never be nothing. And there's a sucker born every motherfucking minute. Yo, quick, kick that shit.
Now the seconds take a lickin' like a Timex, cause I'm a true and I'm rolling like a Rolex. And I'm your host with the most, Mr. Quick, Easy E. With something bumpin' for your stereo, but sucker ass niggas don't hear me though. But funky is the password to make them fear me though, cause I'm platinum bound with that West Coast sound. And if you wanna get down, I got 17 rounds claiming you feel cap. Nigga, I pull naps off the necks of the sacks with that whack ass cap, like you South Bronx niggas. Starting like rap, with songs more corny than your TV rap. How could you figure that a nigga like the Quick would show you slack? I'd rather put a fucking check in your back, cause I'm the type of nigga that'll fuck your mom's at gunpoint off a genuine trap and a bud joint. So if you're looking in a source mag and don't see me, it's cause the fucking East Coast is the enemy. But I got something that'll serve you right. Nighty night, motherfucker, sleep tight.
Here comes another penthouse player, stepping on toes, tweed Cadillac, off of the money, the mic, and the hose. Fade on my skinhead, nigga.
Now I'm a whoopin' sharp clothing, pose can be chosen, like the mic, the stage, the party, and the whole thing. Pullin' suckers up in a bag like a slip, smoking them, like a new pimp cigarette. It's been said, been over, get fucked. I get fucked, standing straight up. There's something about your face, make me wanna slap it. Something about your eye, make me wanna black it. Call me Earl Shy, like if you alive. Spray paint your posse for 99.95. Retract statements directed at Quig. Don't confuse me, for your bitch or your homie. Yeah, I'm talking shit, only God can kill me. Your eyes don't thrill me, suck my sweet dick, really. Yo, Larry Parker, where's my 3 million? I wanna bust the 92 ceiling. The pizza, pizza, see, timber dialo. Check it up, baby, it's coming back. Don't fight from Compton. I dwell in Los Angeles, Harlem, California, land of the scandalous.
Now there you have it. Penthouse, true motherfucking player, kicking that pimp shit for 9-2. And if you don't like it, fuck
the,
you.
The back of the back of off the line. Why you wanna fuck with me? Fuck. back of off the line.
Keep quiet, play about the bus. When grown folks talking, you just shut the fuck up. Keep quiet, play about the bus. When grown folks talking, you just shut the fuck up. When grown folks talking, you just shut the fuck up. When grown folks talking, you just shut the fuck up. When grown folks talking, you just shut the fuck up. When grown folks talking, you just shut the fuck up.
Taking this John Bang shit to me, they could've paid me in beans at the slaughter, you fiends. The rest repo niggas, that's what my hat said. Before I left some hot lead in that nigga dreadhead with the color tint, like a new school crime made. Just another bad creation on every station. These niggas think they got the juice, but watch me take it. I'm bishop on these niggas when I push up on these niggas. Hey young nigga, you ever been gaffled? You put your hands up before I hit you with the ammo. You really ain't got nothing a player want from you, but the rap game, cause we lifted and you fucked. Yeah. Now we're creeping up on ya. Stick you with the heater on my side like a soldier. One boss move and I roll you like a boulder. Shoulda asked your mama when the old bitch told ya.
Keep quiet, play about the bus. When grown folks talking, you just shut the fuck up. Keep quiet, play about the bus. When grown folks talking, you just shut the fuck up. When grown folks talking, you just shut the fuck up. When grown folks talking, you just shut the fuck up. When grown folks talking, you just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
When grown folks talking, you just shut the fuck up.
When grown folks talking, cuz shut the fuck up. It's the G Lou Lee, OG, I'm bossed up. Fresh up out the caddy, stepping on the blue carpet. Levi's and Chuck's, OG, cuz I'm sparking. Homie, I beg your pardon, it's some grown man shit. So that bubblegum mumbling rapper, you need to quit. And get up off my dick until your bitch come here. I got some game I need to lay, so where to put it in her ear. Homie, let's be clear, you are not a G. And don't ever in your life think that you can see me. All my other homies from the Pimp Council, from Michigan to Cali, we gon' keep on bouncing. Like Roger and Zap, we gon' clap. And any bitch nigga in my way, I'ma slap. Homie, believe that, I'ma do my stuff. So when grown folks talking, nigga, shut the fuck up.
Keep quiet, play about the bus.
Yeah.
When grown folks talking, you just shut the fuck up. Keep quiet, play about the bus. When grown folks talking, you just shut the fuck up. When grown folks talking, you just shut the fuck up. When grown folks talking, you just shut the fuck up. When grown folks talking, you just shut the fuck up. When grown folks talking, you just shut the fuck up.
Wanna hear a player bust a funky fried dope rhyme? Baby girl, you got a kick in that behind. The one you should know, the one I'm feeling, the one I'm scheming and dreaming is steady creeping on. Take you to a low budget motel for the booty, make you wet a little pussy go. And when I finish body rocking the cock, I'm gonna hog the bed, make you sleep in the wet spot. Skinny dipping, tripping, cut my nine and I'm flicking. Rip the panties off the booty and I'm in it. The beat of the creek makes the freaks wanna freak freak. I'm the tweet from the beat, the beat, the
pimple, I ain't close to the curve. Ladies love the tweet and they love to hear me serve. So a jack on a jack move, hoping I slip so he can dip into my pocket, grab my cash and he's off on a mission. Gets my wallet changed, clothes and he's lost. Jimmy Cole looking stupid, standing in the rain. Kicking by a smoke, who is smoking on my rope chain. From broke ass citizen a trip, smoking that shit. The body bag goes limp on your ass in the back of a meat truck. Shit all up, play booty so your ass got fucked. Stuck like a fuck in the trunk, I had to dump. Said he bustin' nuts, cruising, get my dick stuck like a trooper. Super duper, brought a ruler. Bust the corner, see a bitch straight trooper. Tryna think that I'm addicted. I'm a junkie for a fix, love, get my balls sick like a pimp. Drop my line, any time, not a day, be it your press of mine. You can win if you rush it while it's hot. And bring a friend, you can suck each other's squat. I like my pussy with some juice. Yeah, drop it to get the boost. Flip it over, rub it down with some baby oil. Then stick my dick into my nuts, start to boil. When I come, check it out, kinda limp. Break yourself for the party rocking pimp.
What do you get when you suck it on a dick?
A mouth full of gum and you better not spit.
What do you do if the bitch try to trick?
We're rhyming down the throat to the bitch.
Like
a bitch off something proper. Bend her over, then I knock her. And when she comes straight, grab her by the collar.
She do.
As I pick her every hour on the hour. In the shower on the floor in my waterbed. Like the time hooter while she's kicking in some head. Then I see on the titty. Then I make a bet for my chinny. I like 38 when they jiggle. From behind, doggy style, put your face in the pillow. I make the pussy go ow. Ripping on my dick like you're looking on a cow. Stretch your legs, twist her butt. Bang your head over head, but while I'm drilling for my nuts.
So now you know.
So now that you know, we Cadillac, baby, I'm busy, good to go.
What do you get when you're sucking on a dick?
A mouth full of cum and you better not spit.
What do you do with the bitch trying to trip?
Ramming out of clothes to the bitch gets sick.
Rolling in the pimp light. Rolling in the pimp light.
Word on the streets, I hear they wanna talk to me. One up in the labor, try to boss me. Make a call, tell the fools not to cross me. If they boss on the phone, that's off me. I got the green for you, make a smell of coffee.
It's about to go down.
They pick the wrong camp to try to fuck with. Bring his ass to me, make his ass do some bullshit. Spin a screw him, show you how to do him. Cut off his middle finger, mail it back to him. I'm a Cali killer, OG, Greg, get a schizophrenic, keep a laugh, legendary, piss spit up. Been sick with it, all the way sadistic. Let them live so they can tell them get it.
But now you wanna come up in my face, talking raspy shit.
Age don't count in the booth.
So tell me why you all up in my face, trying to ask me shit.
Age don't count in the booth.
But now you wanna come up in my face, talking raspy shit.
Age don't count in the booth. When your throat stays submerged in the fountain of youth.
I see them yapping on low budget videos. They stay hella fat, even when it sound hella whack. They got the gimmicks, the look, the track. Screaming real loud, but they ain't talking about jack. They trying to clown all us cats from the old school. The very reason that they even wanna rap, dude. It's all about skills and the craft. It's not about the money all stuck up in your ass. It ain't about the rings or the watch or the cars or the rental homes you don't even own. It's all about the grind till you shine. It's all about the fans standing outside in line. They bought a ticket, they finally in the dough. But you're calling every chick in the front row a hoe. Whoa, you need to get back in your lane. You goofy to the game with a goofy ass name.
Age don't count in the booth.
But now you wanna come up in my face talking raspy shit.
Age don't count in the booth.
So tell me why you all up in my face trying to ask me shit.
Age don't count in the booth.
But now you wanna come up in my face talking raspy shit.
Age don't count in the booth. When your throat stays submerged in the fountain of youth.
A younger rapper had the nerve to tell me, why don't I retire, cause I'm too off of TV. I said, really? That's a damn shame.
Please,
I got hella fans from my years in the game.
Diddy said, well, I never heard of you. I said, the same reason I ain't never heard of you. I'm from the old school, what school you from? The skinny jean wearing cats who all look dumb. But you young, straight full of cum. Sell a few records, come holler at me, son. But in the meantime, all in between time, ass kept on mine in the nationwide archive. You ever had a sold out show?
No.
Cover of a magazine, bro?
No.
Have you ever even signed a fucking autograph?
No.
Then your mixtape is going in the trash.
Age don't count in the booth.
But now you wanna come up in my face talking raspy shit.
Age don't count in the booth.
So tell me why you all up in my face trying to ask me shit.
Age don't count in the booth.
But now you wanna come up in my face talking raspy shit.
Age don't count in the booth. In the throat, they submerged in the fountain of youth.
Sending love to Looney Lane. Squiggly. Nothing but love for Pomona Pimpin' Young. Pizza. A's don't count in the booth. When your flow stays submerged in the fountain of youth. Biatch.
Viens mon bébé, viens me voir à Paris. Prends-moi avec ta grosse tour Eiffel. Je te veux dans mon arc de triomphe.
The all in my face like they want some. Heard I'm a veteran, now they wanna run. I laugh at them, they all dumb. I'm no fun, you get none. I step in the booth with cap. Legendary MC, y'all just rap. Got my hand on my strap, counteract any elementary rhyme blown off the map. I'm on point in tech, fall back. Shoulda, coulda, took time, realize facts. What you wanna battle me for? Peace get popped over her with a slur.
Yo, daddy, they acting like they don't come. Yo, daddy, show them how a pimp come. My daddy, I'll make you all look dumb.
Yo, ma, I got them on the run, hun.
Yo, daddy, they acting like they don't come. Yo, daddy, show them how a pimp come. My daddy, I'll make you all look dumb.
Yo, ma.
Your hand and then they ripped off your whole arm. And then the one you're in love with
hop and they show you the true meaning of the word love and hip hop. Baby, I'll be right back, the homies need me. Got to the hood and guess what, these niggas just need me. Cause you know, I fucked your bitch. But motherfucker, you must have forgot I'm pimping and I'm rich. And furthermore, that worthless whore don't have a clue what the fuck a nigga like me is certain to do. Say my name, Pimpin' Young, the game will give game to those who give you niggas the game. Yeah, the Pimpin' of the Year, two motherfucking states. Now I'm gonna leave that alone and let y'all hate. Check this out, Tweet Cadillac, like Sugar Free say. If they knew better, they'll do better.
I don't need them no more.
Funny that just came to my mind is some of those lyrics that was spit. Man, check it out. I don't want nobody skeezing my mother off a genuine giraffe in the butt joint. It's like, I don't want my daughters to hear Rolling in the Pimp Lane. It's like growth. It's like it, sometimes you wish you could take back things that you said, but you really can't. And it's like, wow. It's like crazy. But, man, it's been a hell of a magic carpet Malik Spellman ride, how he's always talk about being on the magic carpet. Man, it's
right.
been a hell of a ride. It's been ups and downs, smiles and frowns. It's, man, it was fun. You know, man, it was heartache. It was disappointments, man. But it's been fun. And if I could ever do it again, I kind of would do it again. But, man, I want to thank y'all, man, once again.
We wanted to give you your flowers tonight, homie. Queen Jean came up with the idea. Queen Jean came up with the idea. We got to give thanks and praise to Queen Jean, and I'm glad we all were in accordance, and this was incredible. This is what, this, I love this show right here. You know,
I want to say that it was a lot of the songs that it was a lot of the songs that I wish could have been played, but I can deal with that. I can feel that. But, man, I want to give a big shout-out to DMC because nobody ever thought that I would be able to hook up and do a song with DMC. And DMC told me that, look, I can't promise Run, but I got you. So I said, I could be Run. That's what I told him. And if you listen to his verse, I'm backing up Run as if I was Run in DMC. I'm super proud of that song because nobody thought that I could pull that off. You know, and to me, man, it's a lot of legendary songs that I did. It was a guy from Hungary that when I was presented with the track, nobody liked it. And it's like, well, I'm going to do it myself then. And the funny part about it is it sounded like the Beastie Boys to me, and I was able to pull off all three of the Beastie Boys' voices and did that song, flipped their lyrics, and it turned out that Dope Man from Budapest, Hungary has a platinum album, 10 gold albums, and put me on that song, and I rocked it. And the name of the song is called Rock That. You can find that on YouTube. But I am so super proud of that song till it blows my mind for the fact that I pulled it off and everybody else passed on it. And the cool part about it is like just the international love that I've gotten. I've gotten love from France, from Germany, from Japan, just from all over the world. So to me, if you're an artist and you really want to strive to be the best that you can, don't just be a local dude. You know, try to spread your craft throughout the world, and that's how you will get a lot of respect. It worked for me. I'm not saying it's going to work for you, but at least give it that thought. You know, man, put that, you know, as the girls say, manifest it. I don't believe that. I don't believe in the word manifest. I believe action and work. You know, that's your manifestation. When you put in the work, you will reap the benefits. If you plant an orange tree and you water it and put an egg in the ground and some fertilizer, you're going to bear fruit. All that hoping that it's going to come with that manifestation shit, I don't believe in that. You must put in the work. I know for a fact that I put in the work to reap the benefits of the fruits of my labor. And I will continue to do that to the best of my ability as long as I live. So, man, God bless y'all for even honoring my contribution to the world of hip-hop. I want to give a shout-out again to everybody that believed in me, to everybody that looked out for me, to everybody that never did not accept my calls when I called. Man, the list is too big to even try to mention. But, man, thank y'all, man, once again. I am truly honored. Mm-hmm. I can go to sleep tonight and say, yeah, I kind of made a dent in hip-hop. And that's basically all I want to do. Because I always felt them fools ain't no cooler than me. I've always had that attitude. Mm-hmm. They ain't no cooler than me. They can do that shit. I can do that shit. So just believe in yourself, man. It ain't going to be easy. Hip-hop is not easy. And funny part about it, don't get caught up in the hype of it. Yeah, these guys got money. But ain't no way I'm finna buy a $30,000 chain. give me $30,000. Oh, my God. It ain't going to go on no chain. It's definitely not going to go on no chain. These guys, we put these guys in a position to make super-ass money, and they fucking it off. That right there heartens me because I know I would have did the right thing if I would have had the access to the money and the things that they ever acquired in this new age of hip-hop. So, and then they want to, you know, look at us like we didn't pave the way, you know, for them to be able to get $30,000 for a show and their pants falling down on stage. So it's like, man, for any new rappers, man, it ain't easy. Just be the best that you could be. Make sure that you say whatever you say, that you can stand by it, because when you listen to your shit, after 20 years, you're like, damn, why did I say that? I was tripping. You don't want to have no regrets. You really don't want to have no regrets. All that shit I said and all them raps, I meant it when I said it. I just don't mean it now. It's like, damn, why did I say that shit? Especially now that I got daughters. I hate World of the Pimp Lane. I despise that song because I have daughters. So understand that the contribution that you give to hip-hop, you cannot take it back. So make sure that you know every word that you say can move throughout the hemisphere, the atmosphere, and the world to rest. You won't have any regrets. That being said, man, thank y'all. I am truly honored. I don't know how many times I could say it, but thank y'all, man. It means a lot to me, man. Cousin Marcy, you sweetest pie.
Yay.
Queen Jean, man, you the matriarch. G Lou, man, I don't even know what to say about you, dude. Thank God that you've had my back, especially when I really, really needed you. And you're the only person that came to the plate and really held me down. So thank y'all, man.
Got you,
thank y'all.
Thank much y'all, love man. And respect always, Tweed.
Salute.
Cadillac, baby.
Yeah.
Salute
to you.
That was a long-ass speech.
Yeah,
I almost started to play the, music on you like they do at the Grammys, man.
I ain't mad at you.
And then he would have said,
I couldn't have been mad.
And then you could have said,
I couldn't have been mad.
I hear that music. That shit don't mean nothing to me.
Keep going.
You know the funny part about it? Sometimes a man's life cannot be depicted in a two-hour show. So just to get a two-hour show to depict a man's life, it means a lot. It means a lot. So, man, thank y'all, man, once again.
I knew we weren't going to be able to
do it.
Much more music to play, but as long as we got it across to the people and we let them experience it and, you know, just give you your flowers. The main thing tonight was to give the flowers to Tweed. That's why I was so glad.
Absolutely.
They held, it was a secret for me, too. I didn't know until, like, today. I'm like, okay. Man, I was excited.
I received them flowers. I finna water them. And everything is good, man. Everything is good, man. It's good to be wanted. It's good to be admired. It's good to be respected. And it's good to have someone has a little admiration for your work and your craft. Feel me? That's what it means. So, and the funny part about it, I was looking at some Walt Disney stuff. And, you know, when he came up with Mickey Mouse, he never thought, man, it would be big. He was just doodling. Charles Schulz, where I'm at right now, the guy that did Peanuts, Linus, and Snoopy, he's from the city that I'm in, Santa Rosa, California. And he is like the man. He is the man. And he just doodled. He never thought it would be as big as it was. But your dreams can be acquired. You can get what you want as long as you put in the work. You go out there mumbling, yeah, you might get a hit record, but will you have a legendary career? That's the difference, you know what I'm saying? And the funny part about it is I could have been way bigger on so many other levels. But life with you, man. Honor the people that honor you. Respect the people that respect you. Treat others like you want them to treat your mama. And you will prosper in life, man. Thank you all once again.
And never underestimate the power of a player.
Of a player.
Never underestimate the power of a player.
Better let him know. Let him know.
Hooray!
Thank y'all. Thank y'all, man.
Hooray!
God bless y'all.
Peace and love.
I'm finna make me around and chill and eat some strawberries and say they gave me my flowers, man. Thank y'all, man.
Go turn up all the handy on the shelf.
I'm so
peace
cool
and love,
about
Cadillac.
Myself. Peace,
peace and love, brother.
Peace and love.
Take
much
a
love.
Shot out of here, Queen. Thank you.
Hey, I'm just grateful for the show and you and me and Cousin Marcy coming up with this and, you know, paying our homage. When I told you we had a surprise on Wednesday, I really didn't know what the surprise was going to be, so it just kind of popped up there. And I was like, man, let's just do Tweed. Let's pay homage to Tweed. So thank you, G. Lou, for being in the background, and thank you, Cousin Marcy, for being on board with us doing this together. And I just wanted to meet with the people. Because of what Tweet was saying, if you know you can do better, then just do better. Because when you know you can do better, then just do better. Because if you just do that, you can prosper. You can go as far as you want in life. You know what I'm saying? So
do the best you can, too. Do the best you can because everybody else see me. Man, not to get into a preaching, but a lot of times, I used to look at Quick back in the day when I was busy trying to get girls and gambling and barbecuing. And that man was in the back of the studio on that SP. Feel me? And if I would have been back there learning that with him instead of trying to get girls, I could have been a producer. I know how to work at SP. I was there when we first got it. So it's like make sure your priorities are where they're supposed to be, because while other people is sleeping and you working, you get the edge. Feel me? And a lot of times,
absolutely,
a lot of people don't really get. Ain't no way you're supposed to go to a studio and you got to write in the studio. That's some bullshit. If you're that type of rapper, you ain't going to make it, player, because you cannot say the first thing that come out your head. It's not going to be well thought out. It's not going to be conducive of what you're trying to convey, and it's not really cool. You know, you got to really think about this shit. Man, it's a gladiator sport. Can't freestyle your way
to the
top. Yeah,
they said Biggie never used a pen and paper when he did his stuff. He never.
He was freestyling, if he was. Mm-hmm. But Jay-Z, he just said that he didn't do it. But look, it came out that Jay-Z just memorized his rhymes. If you have 13 books of rhymes, so when you get into the studio, you're already prepared. So, yeah, you can go up to the mic, step in the booth, and spit. Now it looked like that you're just phenomenal. But what he did was memorize his rhymes, prepare before he got into the booth. So now it looks like he's exceptional. That was the difference, and he did that for years without anybody knowing it. That's the difference. But you come to a studio and write a rhyme right then and there, it's the first thing that come into your head. It's not the best that you could do. You feel me? But all that, he never writes his rhymes. That's bullshit, man. If you memorize all your rhymes, when you get in front of that mic, you can spit it because you know you ain't reading off a paper. You know it is in your head. Imagine how much more effective that you can be. That's the key. But
Trey Terrain said Jay-Z's a liar and a nigger. That's another show. Sorry.
I'm just saying that if a lot of rappers knew that when they go into the booth, you're already animated because you know the rhyme. Feel me? So just do the best that you can on every work of art that you try to create. And the funny part about diversify, don't just be a one-dimensional type dude. Man, I got some songs that if y'all heard it, y'all wouldn't think it was me. I'm talking about just unorthodox music, just crazy stuff. It's like you don't know where your niche lies if you don't try different things. If you're a gangster rapper, try to do a song on a jazz beat. You might like that better. Feel me? It's like don't just be a one-dimensional type dude. If you're a player, whatever the game is, you got a uniform. There we go. I'm going to leave it at that. That's what a player is. That's what a player is.
Well, right on. We can dig it, and we thank you for that, Mr. Melody. See, Twee got so much game in the game, and that's what makes you legendary. And never, ever, please, while I'm on the same air with you, say that you're washed up. Never
well, you know, man.
No,
man,
I don't know.
When you old dude,
I don't know, Clay.
Man, when you old dude, I ain't going to the Grammys. Quick ain't even got a Grammy. Ain't even got nominated.
You ain't
got
to go to the Grammys to be recognized.
And he's one of the flyest producers I've ever known in my life. If I had to choose,
and he's known
five. Yeah, but look though, if I had to choose from the top five producers that I would want to produce an album for me right now, Quick would be number one. And he never got those accolades that he deserved. So don't strive to be a Grammy Award winner. Strive to be the best that you could be. That's what's up. That's the key to longevity to me. Anyway, man, we way over the time. Blog Talk, man, is about to give y'all the boot. G. Lou.
Conversation after church.
Sunday.
You know we got to get in our cars and go to dinner.
Exactly.
Don't want to let you go, Pastor, but
hey, peep though, peep though.
Today.
Hey, man, you going to eat your cornbread?
I had mine tonight. It was good, too.
All right.
For real,
that's
had
right.
One love, man. Until Sunday, y'all.
Amen.
All right, one love.
Glad to get you out. We're out of here. Marcy Queen Jean. Did it again, Flashback Friday. Peace and love, y'all.
Peace and love, Queen.
Ashe.